The William A. Grimshaw House.
How do you do? I am William A. Grimshaw. I welcome you to my home. I built it in 1847, and I'm proud to say that the property is still in my family. Permit me to say something about myself. When I was a toddler, my family immigrated to America from Ireland. My parents were highly educated and became literary luminaries in Philadelphia. My mother was the principal of a large female seminary in that city. My father was a lawyer and celebrated author. Had you lived in my day, you would have most certainly studied my father's famous book about the history of the United States. Schools all across America used father's book. I benefited from a first-rate Philadelphia education. I also studied law there. When I was 20 years old, I came out here to Illinois to look after my father's large real estate investments. I remained here the rest of my life and never regretted it. I don't think it unbecoming to say that in my day, I was one of the most prominent attorneys in this part of Illinois. I had my office here in the front room of my house. For many years, I practiced law with my brother Jackson, but he moved his law practice over to Quincy, Illinois. That was just a few years before the Great War of the Southern Rebellion commenced after Abraham Lincoln's election in 1860. Jackson and I associated with all the leading lawyers in this state, including, of course, Mr. Lincoln. I'm not boasting when I say that my fellow citizens recognized my superior qualifications and elected me as a delegate to two state constitutional conventions, something Mr. Lincoln never achieved. I'm proud to say that I tried to bring greater civility to this country by writing a provision in the 1847 state constitution prohibiting dueling. A sore subject for Mr. Lincoln, for, as I'm sure you know, he was involved in a near duel with broadswords, to his later great embarrassment. Mr. Lincoln and I were associated in politics, he and I both being members of the Whig Party, Senator Henry Clay's party, mind you, in opposition to the disastrous policies of the President Andrew Jackson and the Stephen Douglas Democrats. Then he and I both joined the Republican Party when it was formed in the mid-1850s. I always respected Mr. Lincoln, even if he suffered the disadvantage of no formal education and lacked certain social graces. I supported him politically. Mr. Lincoln and I had a case in the federal court over at Springfield on the very day that the state legislature elected Douglas United States Senator over Lincoln following their famous debates. I saw the vote taken. A few minutes after it was all over, I went over to the courtroom and found Lincoln there. "All's over here at the State House," said he. "Let's go on with business." He tried not to show it, but he took that defeat very hard. I was a delegate at the state convention over in Decatur in 1860 when we nominated him for president. My brother Jackson went on up to Chicago to the national convention and helped get him the nomination over all the eastern politicians. We were proud and yet somewhat amazed that our undistinguished colleague from out here in frontier Illinois became president of the United States. He took a lot of abuse during the war, but I supported his re-election bid, despite some irresponsible rumors that my support was lukewarm. I attended the National Convention in Baltimore, where we nominated him for a second term. I felt great personal sorrow at his sudden death in the closing days of the war. Now, I hope before you leave Pittsfield, you'll visit the old East School building. As a public school official, I had a hand in seeing it built. I managed to get the same famous architect who planned the governor's mansion in Springfield to plan our school building. I understand it has been restored as a kind of museum. Thank you for the courtesy of your visit. It's been an honor to welcome you to our town.
Thanks for visiting. Please proceed to the next location.